Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Diving back in here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Damn glad it's a Red Friday. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the two Blue Springs high schools tonight. Can't wait for that game. Friday Night Lights, man. It just hits different when it's like districts.
It's playoff time, man. Yeah, of course, dude. It hits different. Olathe East taking on Shawnee Mission Northwest. Mm. Sorry, Haney, your team's going down.
Blue Springs at Blue Springs South tonight. That's a rivalry from my hometown.
There it
boys.
Is. I like that.
That's the cat clash.
Yeah. Is that what they call it? The cat clash?
They used to, at least.
Yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore or not.
The clash of the cats. Yeah. It's better than the Sunflower Showdown.
Oh, God, yes. The Sunflower that Showdown just is like, stupid. It should still be called the Border War. Oh, wait, that's Missouri and Kansas.
Two teams from Kansas. The Sunflower Showdown. Oh, man, you had me there.
Yeah.
And then you just, yeah. Thank you very much for that.
What would you call it, though?
I don't know.
The not Wheat that. State Clash? I mean,
not the Sunflower Showdown.
The Wheat State Clash? I mean, I don't know. I like the Sunflower Showdown, I guess. I don't know.
The man. War of the Wheat.
Yeah, there it is. I kind of like that. I don't mind that.
That's better, yeah. But, yeah.
Better than Sunflower Showdown.
Yeah, the War of the Wheat. We're written by Orson Welles back in the day, right? If you're looking for something to do this weekend, Friday through Sunday, this weekend only, Foaling is celebrating year two. Congratulations to my friends over at Foaling, 435 and State Line. $2 drink specials all weekend long from beer, seltzer, ciders, all kinds of good stuff. They're at Foaling, $2 drinks all weekend long. Get a reservation at foalingkc.com. They got some lanes available for the weekend. Or if you just want to go and hang out and drink $2 beers and watch some games, you can do that as well. No admission charge if you're just going to hang out and do that. They're not going to charge you to foal around. But if you want to fool around and find out, reserve your lane at foalingkc.com and get $2 drinks all weekend.
She's such a smooth ride.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Yeah. Sorry. This is what I want to
put. What really happened was I was going to hit a double spin.
So I knew, bro. I saw the spin and you went to do it and you aborted.
Bro, I said the same thing. He went on autopilot and just blacked out.
I aborted it. So when I spun, I went to spin again. And I just it's probably going to take away from how cool the play is. I really I thought he was going low. So I was just like, I'm going to be cool if I just jump up. But, you know, my body kind of took over.
And then he was drug tested.
Exactly, right after the game.
That audio of Saquon Barkley telling everybody how he, landed, attempted, and succeeded in the reverse hurdle.
That's something that just happens, right? Like, you don't play
natural.
On that.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's also something that we could do that play 10 more times, and seven of them were all going, oh, God, because, a helmet hits him in the hip. Could get absolutely, taken out from behind. I mean, just brutal could happen, but in that situation, it didn't. And I think it's funny and kind of, ironic that it's, drug test that man, because that is not natural, which led Mac and I to a discussion yesterday in our bullpen sessions where, I mean, that could be a future benchmark for the show. But in yesterday's bullpen session, I was like, it's kind of funny that they're like, that was unnatural or supernatural. Let's just make sure you weren't on drugs. Is there a performance that you've seen where you're like, that guy's on another planet, a.k.a. that guy needs to be drug tested?
Mark McGuire, yes.
Well, that was actual. Which,
okay. Barry Bonds. No, I mean, you start to look at some of these great performances. I know they've drug tested Harrison Butker after games where he's kicked a long field goal, or somebody in baseball seemingly has a nice game. They got the guy standing there here, please go pee in this cup, after the game and whatnot. You know, you start to think like, like Patrick Mahomes very well. They should test him after every game, right? Because he does Lamar last night doing what he did in the fourth quarter, a perfect passer rating in the first quarter. He was deadly in the fourth quarter last night. That was one of those type of moments. The Odell Beckham Jr. catch, you know, stuff of that nature. It seems like when these guys go out there and make these great plays, the drug lord is standing there going, yeah, please pee in this before you do anything else. And we're going to go see if your sample is clean, because that performance that you just had was like not real, not natural, not normal, not supposed to happen. So pee in this cup and we'll see how much residue you got in your system.
I mean, you could have convinced me that Bobby Witt Jr. was on drugs in July.
Yeah,
this year.
I mean, July, what that guy was doing in the month of July was unbelievable.
Why are they pitching to him?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Just take it. Take first.
Yeah.
Like, you know the scene from Terminator 2 when he's like, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Right.
And the guy tries to fight him, and then eventually he's just like, take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
But as the years go on, athletes are getting bigger, faster, and stronger, and we're still amazed by these amazing plays. But 20 years ago, plays like that are not happening. Like, you don't see Priest Holmes ever leaping over somebody or, you know, Larry Johnson or somebody of that nature. But now we're seeing it more and more in the NFL. Athletes are so talented these days.
The first month of Patrick Mahomes' starting career?
Yeah.
You remember those numbers?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the first two games. You didn't even need the first month. The first half.
These are literally, this is what's so stupid. These are literally his first four games in no particular order. These are just his first four games as a starter in the NFL. I guess this would be 18. So take away the week 17.
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. He wasn't necessarily the starter.
Yeah.
As a starter, his first four games, 256 and four touchdowns, 326 and six touchdowns, 314 and three touchdowns, 304 for one touchdown.
One touchdown only?
That's his first month. First month in the season of the I have arrived.
Yeah.
Welcome to it.
Yeah.
1,200 yards, 14 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Zero picks. Yeah, zero picks. Yeah, that's exactly
what
right.
What happened?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Like, what happened? They got better as a team and have won four Super Bowls, three
but
Super
I mean,
Bowls,
like,
right?
That's a guy where, like, after that month, I'd be like, dude, you're pissing in a cup every week.
Every day.
We'll catch you eventually.
Tuesday.
Just like, damn it, maybe he's this good.
Yeah. Like, Tyreek Hill having games, you know, where he was going hog wild back in the day.
Somebody says Hall when he juked the entire Denver
special teams. That would have been a good one, too. Yeah, no, that's a really good one. Alex Gordon after hitting the home run, you know, like, you know, guys like that, like they do that, like Major League Baseball official, like somebody dominates a game pitching wise. Please pee in this cup. We'd like to know what's in your system today, or, you know, like it. But these performances by athletes, man, they just get better and better. Like, we're watching the glory days right now of all athletes in every sport. I was talking with one of the guys yesterday at the J about, you know, baseball and all the great stars that are in baseball right now. Right. You start listing all these guys. Football's got stars. The NBA's got stars.
Colin Cowherd said it's on a renaissance right now.
What
or
is
it's in a renaissance.
Baseball is. I and you know,
and that's Colin Cowherd, LA host, talking saying baseball's in a renaissance. Now it helps that the Dodgers won the World Series, but to your point.
But it also helps because you do have stars, but the pitch clock really helped Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
It brought people back to the game.
He
it was
said
the greatest
all the,
thing sports has ever done.
He said all the right teams have the right stars. He's like, Soto in New York is perfect.
Yep.
He's like, I think you mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City. He's like, you have a great athlete that you've got locked up in a market that's small, but he's a great person to build your fan base around, which brings more people to the television.
Which helps baseball grow. When you have stars in Kansas City and Cincinnati and the smaller markets, and you grow up watching Bobby Witt or Ellie De La Cruz or, you know, fill in the blank of your favorite star player here. Yeah, Acuna. Or up in Minnesota with Joe Mauer all those years. Like, it's important to have superstars in the small.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
smaller markets because there's only so much that the coast can grow. You got to grow the middle of the country, right? You got to grow these smaller teams, and you can do that with these superstars. I totally agree with Colin. We're in a great spot with Major League Baseball right now. You got small market teams winning and going to the postseason. You got small market teams locking up their stars and whatnot. Yeah. And so that's why, like with Juan Soto, if he goes to the Mets, it ain't going to hit the same. Like I get it.
No, New but York, it's great for that rivalry, which matters for New York media
for 3 days a year. You know, like 3 days a year. So I just think if he goes to the Mets, he will be a forgotten figure because the Mets might as well be the Toronto Blue Jays, kind of an irrelevant team. You stay with the Yankees, I'll be honest with you, Juan, like that's going to be the best place for you to continue to grow as a superstar is with that franchise, unless you want to come here to Kansas City.
She's such a smooth ride. She's such a smooth ride.
You can just hear him smiling when he says that. Somebody says, look at Derrick Henry at his age. And what's he? That man better have a damn. That man better have a damn cup pre and post game, dude.
Great text. I love that.
That's good.
Hey, Derrick, real quick. I know you just got here and you're in your pregame suit. Can you real quick?
Yeah.
And then after the game, Derrick, nice 200-yard game and 3 touchdowns. Jeez, man. Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
How many times can you keep doing this?
Hey,
I don't know.
How about Yuli Gurriel being 40 and having the postseason that he had, right? Like, hey, let's give a round of applause to that guy.
Hey, he was six. Awesome. Look what Barry Bonds was doing. Oh, wait, he never got tested.
Yeah. Oh, he got tested by something, I think, right?
Did he ever get
he never got suspended, though, or anything, right, in baseball, right?
No, he never got proven that he tested.
Yeah.
He was just linked to the Balco stuff.
That's right, yeah.
Which I don't know if you watched that documentary, but it is awesome.
There's a couple of them that
I forget which ones I watched, but it's the Balco investigation
where they had the actual guy in there. Yeah.
And he's like super narcissistic.
Definition
of narcissism. Watch the Vince McMahon doc and watch the Balco one. The guy's like, I didn't do anything wrong. He would shoot me up with steroids and tell me it's good for my body. Hey, I didn't put it in their arm. Vince McMahon, all these wrestlers are dying due to like suicide. Do you have anything? It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Well, you're not paying them, but their mental health and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, it's their life. Like, okay.
All right, dude. Yeah, don't take any culpability for that.
Vince McMahon, dude, that documentary is nuts, dude.
It's crazy, man.
That one's, I mean, some of the stuff you find out, you're like, man, I used to watch this show religiously.
I saw something the other day that, like, the WWE is going to stop pushing to try to get people to bet on their matches. I'm like, yeah, because they're fixed. It's a TV show.
I was going to say, it can't happen.
Bet on that? Oh, that's terrible.
What's that video, the woman that's, like, the guy's, like super obese, and he's, like, spent, like, $1,200 on Pokemon Go?
She's
like, does anybody else in the world spend $1,200? A week on Pokemon Go? They should. If you're serious.
Who the hell is that?
Dude, I gotta cut it in the break, but I'll play
what is that from?
It's this dude that's getting he's getting checked by his wife or girlfriend. She's like, did any of your other friends spend $1,200 a week on Pokemon Go? And he's like, I don't know, they should. If you're serious. I mean, dude, it's like this guy's
How
really
do we get to Pokemon Go from talking about Balco and narcissism?
I don't know, man.
I missed that, like, step. Did you miss that step too, Mac? Or am I just, like, lost?
You might have missed this
I'm
step.
I'm here for long for the ride, man.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.